Fans of world music know the Lebanese musician Marcel Khalif as the Bob Dylan of the Middle East. That's because Mr. Khalif is considered a cultural icon of that region, known for revamping traditional music. He's a singer and a virtuoso on the oud, the Arabic version of the lute. Marcel Khalif is now touring the United States, NPR's Data Ulabi reports.
When Marcel Khalif performs, his fans sing along. They know every word by heart. Tens of thousands of people all singing together is not at all uncommon for Khalifa's concerts in the Middle East. His fans feel a personal connection to how he marries two vital traditions in the Arab world, classical music and poetry. This song exhorts people who feel drained of pride to walk with dignity, their backs straight, their heads held high, and to carry an olive branch even when in mortal peril. But Marcel Khalif's latest CD is instrumentals only. It's called Caress.
Everything in life is caressing. You can caress each other. You can caress life. You can even feel that it is a little bit erotic if you want. Why not?
Marcel Khalif has always been a little provocative. He helped transform the way people think about the oud. The round-bellied, short-necked lute wasn't originally a solo instrument. It was used in ensembles or to accompany a human voice. Sami Asmar is an expert in Arabic music. He says Marcel Khalif elevated the oud's stature through his compositions and masterful playing.
Now people listen to the oud for the sake of listening to the oud.
Marcel Khalif combines the most ancient Arabic musical traditions with Western influences and instruments like piano and upright bass. He composes film scores, music for dance, and he's a conductor, too. But Khalif, who was born in 1950, didn't come from a musical background.
I was born along the coast in a sea village called Amshit. It is surrounded by nature, which extends from the sea all the way to the high mountains. And I was always surrounded by voices of fishermen, farmers, shepherds.
And for him, Khalifa says, those voices resonate still.
Because in my music, you will find these voices of the sea, the voices of the sun, of the intense sun.
Marcel Khalifa's family are Maronite Christians. He says his first compositions brought together church hymns and Muslim recitations. Seamless cultural blending is part of what makes Khalif so innovative. That spirit of transcending boundaries still guides his work.
It's based on openness. Openness to the West, openness to the East. And the basic thought is that the other is not an enemy, but the other is a human being that you should get to know.
During the Lebanese Civil War 2 decades ago, Khalif and his audiences braved sniper bullets and missile blasts to hold public concerts. When he wasn't on stage, he cloistered himself in his village, where it was relatively safe. But there wasn't much to do.
I only had a few books of poetry, and these were the books of Mahmoud Darwish.
Darwish is a well-known, deeply political Palestinian poet. Like Khalif, he's secular and wildly popular in the Arab world. Marcel Khalif started setting his words to music, but one song led to terrible trouble. The poem used a line from the Quran, and Khalif found himself in court. Sami Asmar.
He was accused by an overzealous prosecutor in Lebanon of offending Islam by putting to music a phrase from the Quran.
Khalif sang the song and the offending phrase at a press conference shortly before the trial in 1999. The phrase quotes from the story of Joseph and Isaac that also appears in the Bible. The trial was a sensation in the Arab world and covered internationally. Over 1,000 Arab intellectuals signed a statement supporting Marcel Khalif, and hundreds of supporters demonstrated on his behalf in Beirut. The case was dropped. Although the trial raised Khalifa's profile in the West, Sami Asmar says the artist did not enjoy his newfound notoriety.
He was hurt. He was deeply hurt, and you can feel that he was probably depressed. I noticed that after the incident, he moved away from singing and closer to instrumental compositions. perhaps instrumental music is less controversial.
While Khalifa says he does not go out of his way to seek controversy, he is not shy about expressing his views. He's soft-spoken, but firmly critical of U.S. policy in the Middle East.
An occupier cannot force a peace on the occupied. To have peace, one must have respect for human relations. One must have justice in human relations. And one must spend a lot of time understanding each other and trusting each other.
Marcel Khalifa draws huge crowds of Arab Americans in the U.S. cities where he performs. But he hopes his music will appeal to people outside the expected communities.
I never liked the ghetto. I never liked the people who live alone without interacting with other people.
This piece from Khalifa's latest CD is called Passport. The pianist is Marcel Khalifa's son. Rami Khalifa just turned 23. He graduated from the Juilliard School of Music in New York. He says his father encouraged him to immerse himself in Western classical music.
We speak a different language, but the root is the same. The essence is exactly the same. The feelings are the same.
Rami Khalifa and his brother, a percussionist, are on tour now with their dad. Music is a guiding force for all three of them.
Let us be clear that music alone cannot do a lot. It is just a part of life which adds happiness and a bit of comfort. It is intangible and follows the human spirit.
Marcel Khalifa likes to remind his listeners that he draws from a tradition of cross-pollination between Arabic and Western music that he traces to the Middle Ages. His goal, he says, is to go forward and backward in time and strive to carry that curiosity and humanity into the future. Neda Ulubi, NPR News.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.